The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. And welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. You're listening to 2 hours of music, news, and commentary. And already we have some breaking news being brought to us from the chat room from one of the members of the BTR community, which you can find online at btrcommunity.com. So Big Diesel, appreciate the news. But Big Diesel is reporting, let me go to Google News top stories, a terrorist attack that possibly used chemicals in Germany. Let me see, Frankfurt airport attack. Let me look that up. It's always something going on in the world. And I'm not coming up with nothing. Unfortunately, that chat room, okay, here I got it. I got it. Just give me a moment as I pull up this story from dailystar.co.uk. There was an attack on an airport in Germany. Multiple injuries and gas attack on passengers at airport check-in desk. At least 6 people were injured in a reported tear gas attack at one of the check-in desks in Terminal 1 at Frankfurt Airport, Germany. Casualties reported suffering breathing problems, and the gas was described by officials as an irritant. So this sounds like to me that this could also be somebody playing a prank. Tear gas is not deadly. Again, this just reminds me of, I was thinking about this for some reason the other day. Don't ask me why I was thinking about it, but I was having a flashback to when I was in basic training at Fort Jackson, which is in South Carolina, back in 1987. And they put you in this little room by yourself. You got your mop gear on. That's to protect you against chemical attacks. You got your gas mask on. And I think it's called CS gas is what they used on us. And they put you in that little room and they make you, and they gas it up and they make you take your gas mask off. And it produces similar results for some reason, though it didn't seem to affect me. I don't know. I'm weird like that. But yeah, that's, I don't know if we can call this a terrorist attack. They're not using terrorism in this article. Yeah, but they are in Europe on high alert for terrorism. So this could have been a prank. People were treated for something like eye injuries. Firefighters and police were deployed to the scene as people were treated for their injuries. So glad to hear that there was no massive loss of life. You know, I have issues with the various governments around the world that practice slavery and oppression of the people, and they don't serve the people. But I do not see the value. I can't get down with attacks on civilians like that. I know the United States kills plenty of civilians, but I just can't see as part of any kind of guerrilla tactics, any kind of insurgency where I'm targeting civilians. It just has never made sense to me. So go figure. I know what people have said. They said the aim is to force the people to make their government. Let's say, for example, let's use ISIS, for example. Let's use Al-Qaeda, for example. I used to call them Al-Qaeda, and it still applies. But let's just use them for some examples. Now, they say that Bin Laden back in the day had issues with U.S. troops being brought to the Middle East and also being stationed in Saudi Arabia. And they found that to be an insult against their religion. Yeah, we got a lot of religious fanatics out there and what have you. But they were seeing it as a American invasion of Muslim lands. And so he created Al-Qaeda, or so the story goes. And that's why they launched these terror attacks. Now, the reason given is that the tactic is supposed to put pressure on the public by killing people, maiming people, harming people physically, and then they will put pressure on their government to, let's say in that scenario, withdraw your troops from the Middle East or Northern Africa or whatever region we're talking about. Now, you might say, well, that's crazy. Where would they get such a crazy idea? Well, you think about, what, 60 years now that the United States has forced an embargo on the Cuban people for them daring to have a revolution that kicked out corporate criminals out of the country that were doing nothing but exploiting the people, still practicing slavery. And, you know, that was like the mob's playground down there, and just all kind of decadent behavior and, well, you know, like what we see in Las Vegas or how it's advertised things are in Las Vegas and some of these what they call red districts around the world, red light districts around the world. And so to punish them for the people taking back their land, for the people taking back their resources, the United States government, along with help from the United Nations or working through the United Nations to get these other European countries to buy into this boycott, probably even African countries to buy into this boycott, because if they're getting U.S. Aid packages or welfare, you know, all they got to do is put a call in. Just like I reported last week, the U.K. is telling Nigeria, unless you go fight these terrorists called Boko Haram and do more according to our satisfaction, then we're not going to give you this money to help those poor people that you somehow can't seem to take care of yourself. And so they use that as a weapon, and they'll withdraw that stuff to get that country to act politically or to put pressure on the people to do something, to put pressure on their government. So what the Cuban embargo, in fact, is doing is punishing the people and making their lives horrible as possible, although Cubans, while they may not have a lot of material things that is promoted heavily here in the United States, you know, these big, nice, brand new spanking cars and all this technology that we are so taking for granted here in the United States, all these toys and expensive clothing, they may not have that. They may not have it, but I bet you their quality of life is on average better than what we have in the United States with its disproportionate distribution of wealth. There are no homeless people in Cuba. There are no hungry people in Cuba, okay? But I call that state terrorism directed at Cuba by United States politicians, again, punishing the people to try to force them to rise up against their government so that the United States can have favorable policies and what have you, you know, colonize it again. So I just try to look at things from all sides. But again, what got me started on this was suspecting that this might have been a terrorist attack on civilians. And I can't buy into it. I felt terrible when I came back from the Gulf War and I still see the numbers. I don't see bodies or anything like some other people may have seen. No, I was working mostly in S3 intelligence and communications. And so I had access to a lot of data, and I'm still haunted by the bomb assessment data that I saw on Iraqi civilians during the Gulf War. And remember, George Bush bragged about how they were going to bomb the country for 40 days and 40 nights, playing on a Arabian fable or story, something to that effect. These people are sick, man. So I just can't get down with anybody, whether it's a government, whether it's a guerrilla organization, insurgency. I can't get down with the terrorist attacks on civilians. You know, some of those civilians possibly are terrorists and what have you, but no, there's got to be some rules to warfare. And I think that just blatant attacks meant to cause massive loss of life against civilians is wrong. It can never be justified by anyone. All right, so let me get to one of the first stories. Again, thank you for sharing that news with us, Big Diesel. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization Black Talk Media Project in support of its efforts to elevate independent Black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots Black media.